I'm seeing it pump through the distance. Fuzzies by east side. Place your root up, points up. Nines to analyze. Drop a duet.
All right, now keep we back on. My bad, y'all.
Still
all right, we back on. My bad, y'all, man.
I thought it was just me. I was about to say, here I go again.
Because I hate recording on my phone, man. I can't, you know what I'm saying? I like recording on my computer with my mic and everything. But
you weren't able to send it from your laptop?
Nah, because on your laptop, you can really only record for 30 minutes. It don't give you the option to share with the team. So, yeah, it's no big deal.
It's a way to do it, but I had to show you that when we get together.
That's cool. I'll deal with it. No pressure.
Well, what's going on, man?
Man, nothing much. I had that LL Cool J bumping in the background. I'm going to turn him off real quick.
It was definitely giving the vibes with LL Cool J.
I be trying to keep it lit over him, man. I really do.
So what's going on with Kiana?
I don't know, man. I thought she was in. Maybe she out. We'll just, we'll shoot it. She'll jump on, I guess.
All right, let's roll. Let's start with what's going on in entertainment.
Well, let me just say this, man. Today Calvin's birthday, so he can't be on. If any of the listeners want to say, happy birthday to Calvin, whatever the case may be.
Happy birthday to Calvin. Woo!
And Kiana just missing the action, but she going to jump on with some feistiness, I'm pretty sure, something soon. All right, so Bet, man, let's go ahead and start off. Now, keep what you got for what's in the news.
Are we talking social and national news right now? I got a little bit for both for y'all since Kenyatta and Calvin isn't on.
Let's do national news first. What you got?
So the biggest thing I kind of been looking at lately is that we all seen that Donald Trump had got indicted.
Yeah.
Free my boy Trump.
Man, please. He got indicted. I have to bring it back up. I just had it up about. If y'all know why he got to die, y'all go ahead and speak upon it. I just lost my.
But the thing is, Keanu brought it up last week. He got indicted, but it's no law saying that he can't be president with a record.
Hey, you know what, man? Let's be real, man. Yeah. Nah, it ain't no law against it. But let's be honest, man. To get caught up by a shorty. You know what I'm saying? On some Bill Clinton type shit, man. What are you doing, Donald? Donnie, what are you doing?
Donnie, what are you doing? He put out a statement, or I guess a tweet, how he loves having his Twitter fingers. And it had read, "As much as I enjoy a day like Tuesday where radical left lunatics, maniacs, and perverts had me indicted and arrested for no reason whatsoever, there was no crime. It was an unbelievable experience, perhaps the best day in history for somebody who had just suffered an unjustable indictment. My poll numbers have never been better. Almost 10 million was raised for the campaign, and the day was capped off with a very important speech. If we don't stop the radical left, America is dead." Words of DJ Trump.
I'm gonna start calling him Donnie J.
Donnie J himself. I'm just like, I don't really follow Donald Trump that much. I can't even lie, but just the things that I read in the news, I'm just like, when will, if he can ever be stopped. In other news, I know everybody been hyped up about the win of LSU. I think Kenyatta might have touched about on that last week also.
Yeah, I don't know if we touched on that. They won last week.
This happened. You talking about with the African American girl, what they call it, Taunton?
They said that she was taunting her by doing like kind of the "you can't see me" hand gesture.
Mm-hmm.
John Cena.
Yeah, and but it was also reported that the other young lady that she was up against, was doing it, to her in other parts of the game on recent games, whatever. So I just thought it's so crazy how things get misconstrued when it's an African American who does something. Like, it was all fun and games when they were down and, you know, she was giving her the gesture, and that was like, it's uncivilized or it's rude, it's not good sportsmanship when the shoe is on the other foot.
Did you know it's okay when they do it? Problem when I do it.
Man, it's cool when they do it. It's a problem when I do it. And they got the right attitude for the words that come after that in that song. But I think it was great that they was able to take home that win. Coach Stormy, I believe, is her name. I also read that she was the first to win a championship or national, whatever they win it, as the first assistant coach, and something else. She made history. I know that for sure. And I think it's just a great thing for women. I think women are finally at this point getting as much mainstream media as they're supposed to get in basketball. Like, a lot of women's sports are not talked about that much in the main media. You know, men kind of dominate the basketball era. But I think that because we had these young ladies who were so prideful about, you know, their team and their sisterhood and their coach, and it was put out there more, that it was able to be something that we all looked at and said, wow, versus being swept under the rug. I do think the rivalry with the other team, with the whole, like we said, the John Cena, you know, you did came into play also. But I think it's just great that we got these young ladies at the forefront and that they're being acknowledged and they also being celebrated. And when you get celebrated, it's going to be bullshit that come with it, but celebrate is what's That's what's up.
And some more bullshit around that also. You know how, like, I know we're, like, doing the Super Bowl. The team that win the Super Bowl get invited to the White House. So a lot of the stuff going on in the media right now is like, hey, why did the First Lady invite both of the teams, the losing team and the winning team, to the White House?
At the same time?
Yeah.
Nobody's losing. We moving into a society where nobody's losing. Everybody's winning. What? Yeah.
But hey, this morning I was listening to Ricky Smiley, and he had a great point. You know how we get participating ribbons and stuff?
Yeah.
You know, if you didn't win, you know, they were saying a lot of states are trying to take that out of sports, and some states, you know, hey, look, if you didn't win, you didn't win. And one part of me, man, you got to prepare these kids for the real world. You know what I'm saying? Some people are like, oh man, it make kids motivate to play. No, you got to get them ready for the real world, because you're not going to always win.
Only one winner and one loser in the real world. When you're going out for a job and you have an interview and you're trying to get that new manager position or supervisor position, it's only one position. You're not going to get assistant supervisor or a ribbon that says thanks for trying. You're going to either get it or you're not. And sorry to cut you off, Kevin, but I'm looking at part of the article where it says what we spoke on. I was looking at the pictures and stuff too. Okay, it's a long-standing tradition for national championships across college and professional sports leagues to visit the president at the White House. However, Jill Biden floated the idea of inviting the runner-up Iowa after attending the historic game. I just think it's unfair. Like, let these girls have their moment. Let them how they shine. Now they got to sit here and share something they worked so hard for with a team that was taunting them, and now everybody gets to go to the White House. Like, nothing is sacred, nothing is special, nothing is for winners anymore. And I think it's not fair that they got to share their moment. Like, I think it's bogus.
They should have to go to the White House, win and lose their shirts, while the other team wear winning shirts. So you could,
yeah, number one and number two or something.
Hey, even what's that song? And the beat goes on. They said, "Boy, in order for somebody to win, somebody gotta lose, man." And ain't nothing wrong with being losers, bro. See, but when you think about it, it's people prepare their whole life for a moment and lose. You feel me? That's okay. That just means somebody prepared harder than you.
Yeah, it be like that sometimes.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody can't be the best, bro. That's just how it is. You get up, you work harder, you come back next time. That's the only way you can shake back.
How y'all doing, man? All right, man. I'm with the D-Start Show, man. I want to ask y'all a question. I got my team back on the phone.
Uh-oh.
So we talking about taking ribbons, you know, like second place,
right?
Winners, like, do you feel like the kids should still get, like, participation on ribbon?
I think, yes. I think it's important. I think it's super important to get something. No one wants to leave with nothing.
But I played in soccer and we lost every game and I still got a participation.
Yeah. It means a try.
It means a try. Okay. And that way, that still counts as something.
All right. That, yeah. Thanks, man. Thanks for tuning in.
Man, that, but that's like saying, bro, thank you for signing up.
Right. I agree.
Thank you for signing up. God damn it. Like, what?
And then what about the people who win? Like, what determines... What's the point of being in a competitive sport if you don't get to be a winner and a loser? There's no, exactly. It might as well just be, let's go have fun, not let's go against each other. Let's compete.
Exactly. Don't play too hard. We don't want to win. What?
Right.
What? You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. I mean, I get it. The whole participation shit like that, that's cool. But I think that the awards need to be dispersed based on, like, number one, effort, and number two, like, completing some type of goal. You feel me? So I could see if, like, a player was the MVP, oh, you scored the most goals this season, we're going to give you an award. Or you blocked the most shots, we're going to give you an award. But just simply for, you know, existing in the space, nah, you got to do better.
I feel you on that, man. I totally agree, man. I feel like, you know, we got to teach these kids, man, because we're really fooling these kids now, man, because if I give you a participating, and, you know, you feel like you won something.
That's what I'm saying. If you're not first, you're last.
What?
Dang, if you're not first.
Yeah, but you ain't never heard that?
Yeah, I did, but it's just like, period, huh?
Yeah, bro. If you ain't first, you last, bro. That's the reality of it is, it's rare that somebody remembers the number two. You feel me? Right. Let's be honest.
Look at Miss America. Hey, nobody remember to run up.
Come on, now.
This is true. But everybody, yeah, so shout out to them girls, though, for real.
Yeah, great job. Great job for doing winning. You know what I'm saying? Hey, enjoy your time.
I do not want to butcher her name, but the main two that are like really good, like friends, you could tell on the court, Flange and the other one that they call Barbie on the internet. I follow them both on TikTok. That's what I was saying. And I just love like how they show like their athletic type of personalities, their on the court personalities. And they're also still real feminine females. I think that's important to mention, like that these women are doing it on and off the court. And I just find that very lovable.
Hey, man.
Are we going into the social media news? Or?
Social media, man. Eva Marcel, man. Come on. Hey, that was a hot,
conversation.
Hey, that was a hot conversation. Boy, look at him. Jordan, boy.
Man, listen, I'm on Eva Marcel Instagram right now. I did not know she was like this bad, bro. Like,
you know, man, Eva, man, I saw it coming right after she left the morning show and ended up doing the Queen. And when she was doing stuff on Instagram and chilling with guys and stuff. Damn. I saw that divorce coming. You know what I'm saying?
Because, what do you mean chilling with guys?
I'm saying you should have saw her Instagram page, man. She was like always chilling with fellas and everything.
I'm on the ground right now.
Yeah,
I mean,
so
she works with men all the time. So she's probably at after parties relief.
I get that, but I'm just saying what I seen. You know what I'm saying? It was like a lot of touchy touchy. You know what I'm saying? So it was like I saw it coming, and then Mike, he's a simp in a way, you know what I'm saying?
Damn. Hey, man, I think that in reality, a lot of older shorties kind of getting into a mindset where it's like, if I'm in my bag, this, that, and the third, I don't really need no dude, blah, 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 blah.
Hey, guys. Hey, I hate to cut you off, Jordan, but we just had somebody walk up, man.
Oh, okay, what they got?
What's going on, y'all?
What? What you got going, man? What? Where you at? Why you ain't on the show?
I'm drunk right now.
I'm drunk right now.
I don't know what I've been drinking, but I'm drunk.
Mm. I think we lost Nakiba. She be back on.
Hey, it's the internet, bro.
You wouldn't have those problems if you had Spectrum, man. Shout out to Spectrum.
Yeah, with Spectrum. Hey, bro, we getting close, man. I had another good call today, so.
Make sure you get Spectrum.
And if you already got Spectrum, drop them and get them back.
And if you, hey, guess what? If your cable company is not called Spectrum, Charter Cable Company or the whole they own a lot of other cable companies. So the main company is Charter.
Okay, all right, that's good to know. But yeah, how you doing, Calvin? You good, man? Happy birthday to you. We shouted you out earlier.
Yeah, he just walked back over to his family. But you know, man, with the Eva Marcel thing, man, I saw it coming, man. And you know, Mike, man, he was a good guy. Simply, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, these guys, man, they get with these girls and thinking, hey, look, okay, I'm gonna sign this child over to me. Nah, dog, hell no.
Nah, yeah, I would have did that different. But you know what? Like, give it back. Yeah, I would have did that real different. If you wanna love somebody, be in a relationship with somebody, this and the third, that's a beautiful thing. I'm not gonna knock that. But I mean, to adopt somebody's child, you know what I'm saying? To me, I don't really think that's necessary to be in a relationship with somebody. And then, but the saddest part about all of this is like, yo, she got married, then she got divorced 4 years later. I think nowadays, and I was kind of saying this earlier before Calvin came home, nowadays, honestly, marriage is really not like...
It ain't what it used to be.
It's not valuable, honestly.
It ain't what it used to be because, and I'm gonna tell you, man. You kind of touched bases on a couple shows before. Why get married when I can get what I can get unbeing married? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
man, listen. It's a lot of shit that people don't realize is going on in the background, and nobody ever really talks about it except like you know the conspiracy theories. But I was listening to a post today and it said, yo, it's dudes, I think like 18 to 23 or 25 or something like that. They're not even like trying to date no more. They is staying at home.
Well, that's unfortunate. But the topic at hand is about this man who took on this child, which I think if he is in love with that woman, he looks at that child like his own and he also has other kids by her and they're married and they share the last name and then their other kids have his last name and he loves her like one of his. What's wrong with him wanting to adopt, you know?
But at the end of the day, you know, so people, the question was asked, hey, look, do y'all think it's an issue? It's not an issue because he's legally her father now.
Right.
He's legally responsible.
I would hope for the type of man that he is that it's not even just about legally, but it's like, why would I show up for this child only under these circumstances if I've claimed to love her as my own?
Right.
So, I mean, my whole question is, like, listen, is it necessary to have to adopt a child for her to be part of their family?
It's not necessary, but it definitely gives that child a piece of inclusion. If she's the only one in the house with a different last name and things like that, this is her... You know, her sibling's dad, but not really her dad. That gives her peace of mind. And I'm sure as a kid, I'm not sure if that's something that she asked for or he did on his own. But, you know, it was a very kind and loving gesture. And it obviously was something that, you know, he wanted to do. I think that when we see the stories and when we get asked about stuff, you know, we put our own little spin on it, our own little sprinkle of season salt on it and whatnot. But... they never said that he felt the way about having to pay child support or whatever, but it just is a thing. Now, I figure that I would feel like I was in a relationship with a phony if after this, he does not want to be a father figure to my child no more. Now, he's not obligated because he's not a child. He's not 100% obligated, like, you know, but
after
but you adopted this. Now you are because you adopted her. You've been married to her mom. You have played this role in her life for how many years before they were even married? You know what I'm saying? That would just be the ethical, moral, stand-up guy thing to do, I would think, if you really love the child and you wasn't just pretending so you could be with the mom.
I mean, hear me out, though. Just hear me out.
I don't hear you, Jordan.
I know you don't. I hear exactly what you're saying. I don't disagree that it was a good faith gesture and, you know, he did it, you know, maybe out of the pure goodness of the child. So I get you 100% on that. My whole thing is this. if that's the case, he did it for the child because he was in a relationship, blah blah whatever.
No, that's not what I said. I said out of his love for the child, not because
okay, he did it for his love for the child. Gotcha. All I'm saying is, once the relationship is over, then I mean,
what you saying point, that love leaves?
No, what I'm saying is, once the relationship is over, like, I don't right. think that he should be responsible for a child that technically isn't his. Well, now it is his because he adopted her. But that's a move that I don't believe.
Which is that's the important part. He adopted her. So whether
he did.
So now, did. Right or wrong, whether he should or shouldn't be, he's going to be. But I just think that's the right thing to do anyway. Sorry to cut you off, Jordan. I'm passionate about this situation right here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with you. You know, if he did it because he wanted it to, if he did it for the relationship, whatever reason he did it for, that's his business. Do I think it was a good move? Not necessarily. And I'm not just saying that because it's this dude. What I would say to any dude going into a relationship, yo, be careful of shorties that already got kids and trying to take care of those kids, because essentially you cleaning up another dude's mess. And that's the point that I made. Who says it's a mess, though?
Who says they're coming in to clean anything up?
All right, so hear me out, bro. In a relationship dynamic, why would you not be with that current person's, that current child's father?
That's beyond what matters, the reason.
That's really not, though. That's the point at hand.
No, it's really beyond, because people have kids, and they can have kids when they're young. You know, and people have kids in high school all the time, and then circle back and they're dating somebody else and they marry somebody else. It's the woman who has had a child and she's not with her child's father. Why would you go clean up that mess? When there could very well, but it could very well be no mess. It could very well be copacetic. They were just young and doing things they had no business doing. So that's why they're not in a relationship, because they didn't have no business doing what they was doing. No way. They wasn't compatible. It was a plethora of things of, you know, why people would not be together. So to use the term like going to clean up a mess as if it's just a negative factor when you go into a situation with women that had kids, that's like a little offensive, don't you think?
I mean, not necessarily, because you coming at it from a woman's standpoint.
No, I'm coming to the point from, you said clean up a mess. I'm trying to figure out what's messy about
it. Clean up a mess because
it's a copacetic situation. It could be nothing wrong.
In my opinion, bro, a mess is a situation where, listen, if you had a kid with somebody, you had a kid with somebody, okay? You chose that man or that woman to have a kid with, but you don't want to choose to be with them. The problem with that is you need to figure out if you're willing to work out your issues for the greater good of the kid if you have a kid with somebody. You know what I'm saying? That should be addressed first versus just getting the pleasure from having sex and then having a kid, because nobody really suffers but the kid. That man could adopt that child, you know, but at the end of the day, she still may not feel like one of them. She still may feel isolated. She still may feel different. Well, I'm saying the point I'm trying to prove here is, yo, listen, when you have a kid with somebody, just, you know, do your best to make sure that that person is the person. And if you have any doubts, then don't do that.
And it's like he got other kids with her. So what he look like taking, like, they've been living together in the household all this time. What would he look like only taking care of the two that's his and like, all right, forget you, even though I've been loving you and taking care of you?
Technically that kid his now anyway.
I'm also thinking, like, even if he didn't adopt her, like, that would be so weird to me. Like, that would be so unauthentic. That would be so, like, for lack of better terms, like a fuckboy. Like,
all right, so let me just pose this to you. Let's say you're dealing with a dude, he get with a shorty, and she got a kid, and let's say they have two more kids, just like this man here. Let's say that man can't afford to take care of all them kids if they get separated.
If he can't afford to be a figure in the kid's life, he shouldn't get with her.
But what I'm telling you is, and most dudes who get in with shorties who got kids already, and maybe they have more kids. Let's say shorty had two kids and they had two more. If they separated legally, if he didn't adopt none of them kids, he would only be responsible for his two. Let's say he ain't even got enough to provide for those two, let alone you putting them on support for another two that ain't his. I don't care how much he love them kids. If he ain't got it, he ain't got it.
Well, and so that's an issue.
He got it.
I hear you, but that's why I'm telling most dudes who don't have it, in most cases, bro, it's not a benefit for dudes who don't have the means to take care of a bunch of children. That's what I'm saying. This case right here, when we're dealing with celebrities all the time, it's always an anomaly. They got paper to almost avoid any type of issue they run into monetarily. For the average dude, just be careful, man. Be careful. And then I'm not saying that, like, yo, oh my gosh, you know, women with children is terrible. Nah, because somebody got to take care of those women, or they just going to take care of themselves and them children. But realistically, if you're taking on a burden of responsibility and you got to feed yourself, you got to feed your lady, you got to feed her one kid, y'all got two more kids, you got to feed them two kids, it becomes a lot for a man.
Yeah, but ideally, if that's not the type of situation that you like, then that just wouldn't be the type of woman that you would pursue.
I think I'm talking about after the separation. I'm talking about after the separation.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, still, even going into something, this is all things, if you're saying, looking at it from that standpoint, this is all things that should run in your mind before you get, you know, with a woman that has kids outside of yours, and you know, before you marry her, these will be all things to consider before you even take those different type of steps. So once you already took those different type of steps, you know what you got yourself into, and it doesn't matter about what the ifs and but, the legal and the father and daddy and stuff like that, because either you're gonna do or you're not. In this case, he's legally, you know, the dad, so he has to, but You chose that life. Nobody forces anybody's arm to be with them. Nobody forces anybody's arm to marry them up in a situation. So if that's not something that you could see yourself doing, if you this shorty got kids, and that's not something down the line that you could potentially see yourself dealing with if things do go wrong, then you're not the type of person that needs to pursue them type of people. And if you do pursue those type of people, just like we grown enough to know these kids got to be taken care of, then you know what come with that.
I hear you 100%. I'm just telling you the breakdown from a perspective of, like, the dude. And then the other thought behind this is, where is the child's first, like, where is the first?
Well, I follow Eva Marcella's story with her daughter. There, the dad was never really in the picture. He also became, like, a very volatile stalker at one point. And they had to, like, moved several times to keep him from stalking, not like trying to see his child, but being like a real life weirdo, stalking their life. They had to go into alias names at certain times because he was like looking up where she lived and things like that, just to
and none of these red flags come up before they had a JIT.
They could have or could have not, but what do they got to do with this situation?
No, what I'm putting that to the side for a minute. This situation is based off of where that other child's, you know, father is. I'm just asking questions at this point.
Oh yeah, he was just, you know, she was also, I want to say, a little young when she may have had her daughter too, because back when this story came out, I want to say this was maybe 4 to 5 years ago when this story first came out about him being all stalkerish and stuff like that, and it had been happening for. It had been happening for a while.
She get that ass beat.
Yeah, I think it was a lot of stuff, a lot of like really sad stuff going on, and he became like almost like delusional and stalkerish. And even when she got with her husband, before he was her husband, I think he was jealous, and that was causing some things too, because it was like a whole thing. So he has never really been in the picture, and I think also taking that step to make him the legal dad at that time was also him like making a protective move as a lawyer and knowing like, hey, now this is legally my child, she could be out of harm's way, he doesn't have any, you know, rights or, you know, ownership to come around, you know, and make things easier.
Yeah, I got you. I get it. Yeah. Hey, so follow-up question real quick, man. You know, I'm gonna hold on to that one for a second.
Hey, but good job, Mike, for stepping up, man, taking care of Eva's child, which is your child now. Great job, man. It take a real man to do something like that.
Yeah, you know, I think I feel like that's some stand-up dude stuff, and I think that he should be applauded for doing the right thing. And even not doing the right thing, just acting out of love and not changing up who you are.
Yeah, that's up.
Hey, so I got a question, and this was the one I was holding on to, but I just got to ask. I mean, why does it say why she divorced him?
I haven't got no exact reason. Have you?
Yes, she wanted some more wood.
That bitch. stupid, but that bitch said she wanted some more.
She did not say that, and don't call her no bitch.
I didn't say that. I said she wanted some more wood.
Oh, I thought I heard that bitch something. I think Jordan did say that.
Hey, I peeped it out, man. I'm just saying, man. I saw that going down here. I don't like to wish nothing on nobody's relationship, but
it also could be that maybe their relationship dynamic is now changing because she's making a substantial amount of money, more money than she was making at one time in her career, just modeling and doing shows here and there. She was always been making appearances on Tyler Perry sitcoms, yep. But that all Queens Men yep. show that she got going on. And yep. collision with Fatima and Zatima and the sisters and all of them, that girl getting bread, okay?
Hey, what I say to y'all, boy, when Shorty start making more paper than they spouse, they be like, nah, what I need to do for... Hey, but you know what?
I think what happened on Jordan, I only think it was that. I think...
I know what you're finna say, but go ahead.
I think he was trying to check her, man. You know what I'm saying? I think he was trying to check her on some of the things that she was doing. And you know what I'm saying? And she got tired of being questioned and checked. You know what I'm saying? And they got
into... you're right. Maybe you're right. Maybe Nakiva right. Maybe we all right. My whole thing about this is we initially started talking about the kids. And when you're dealing with kids, bro, if she's with this man and he's willing to adopt her child and they got two other kids together and from what it seems, he's a stand-up dude, why would you divorce this man? You're 38. She's 38.
Bro, hey. Marriage.
Three kids at this bro. Point. Why would you?
She also not needed for nothing, hurting for nothing. Like it's not like she's a down and out woman.
No, nobody said she's. She but
it's kind of like you giving off the perception. Like, why would you leave this man if he love your? You know, it takes more than love sometimes to be with somebody.
But it's about the kids. It's not about you personally at that point.
If it's about the kids, then they gonna still have everything together, which is why. He's still going to support and be there. They might not be able to do that from the same households. Because what people don't understand is, too, also, the best interest for the kids sometimes is for mama and daddy not in the same house if y'all arguing and y'all toxic and it's giving.
But from what I've seen...
But you don't say none of that in here about that.
But from what I've seen with Mike, man, it seemed like Mike was more, man, he more wanted her to sit down and not do nothing. He take care of her, you know what I'm saying? And she wasn't about that. She about making her bread. And she was a traveling.
At one point, it don't seem like she ever been about that though. Like she's always been working.
But now, I'm gonna tell you how I'm looking at it. I feel like he felt like putting these babies on her. You know, cause one baby you can get a nanny and a nanny can travel with you. He put these babies on her and thought she was gonna stay calm, and it didn't happen that way.
That's funny.
And still kept it moving.
That's funny.
Well, hey, well, Mike, you're a stand up cat, man. Hey, to continue taking care of that child because you really don't have a choice. But hey. Take care of the child. Hey, enjoy, buddy.
I think this is like the perfect example of, and I don't really know, dude. I don't know what's really going on. From what it sounds like, anybody that's willing to adopt a shorty's child already, he sounds like damn near a stand-up dude. So it's crazy to me, like, this kind of one of them examples, in my opinion, of women don't like good dudes. Y'all don't like good dudes.
I get that, keep them. I'm gonna tell you, and now you can sound wrong or not, but hey, look, a woman would rather a man to beat her up and cuss her out and dog her than a dude that opened the door for her, take her out to dinner, kiss her feet. Now they gonna call him a simp. But
I will agree that in a lot of situations, a lot of women say they want, you know, those romantic things, and then when they get them,
and they don't.
Like this, it feels like there's no fire, no thrill, not enough drama, bingo. And that's why they opt for other type of guys. So I do see that as a trend sometimes, not all the time, but I do see that as a trend, especially in younger females or females that's not over that like 25 age hump, 25, 26 year age hump. That's what they're attracted to because it just the breeding of drama is exciting, and when there's just no chaos, okay, you looking left and right like what do I do now? All along, this is what you asked for, this nice guy, but it's not thrilling enough for you being.
That's
a nice
what
guy.
I'm saying. Shorties don't like nice guys. They finish last.
Sometimes they do. I will agree. I ain't gonna act like it's not a thing. It definitely is.
That's what I'm saying. That's what it sounds like is going on with Eva. And, but I look at the deep picture. Eva bad, bro. So she going to have options. You know what I'm saying? But the reality of it is, I think that if you a woman, and I'm not a woman, so I can't say this for a fact. I think if you are a woman and you find a man that wants to be good to you, wants to take care of you, don't want to beat on you, wants you to relax and be in your feminine, since so many of y'all is in y'all masculine, according to, you know, y'all, I think if you find that man, bro, and he treating you right, why would you, you know, risk losing that man to go find another man or to just be by yourself at that? Because, you know, you want monetary gain, bro. Can money really buy happiness? Can it really buy happiness?
Jordan, it's just like a man do the same thing a woman do. We want
what
a good
saying
woman.
To you is a woman ain't really gonna take care of no man. A man gonna take care of a woman.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you on that.
You feel me? You name a shorty that's gonna take care of a man. And I'm gonna take care of a man.
Yeah.
A shorty that's gonna take care of a man.
Exactly.
The Jordan gonna take care of a man.
I mean, don't nobody want to have to take care of a man, but it's plenty of women that be holding men down through a lot of things. I mean,
Nikita, did you say Jordan was gonna take care of a man?
No, I said women don't want to take care of no man.
Unless it's my son. Yeah. But no, I mean, realistically, bro, you got to think about it. I mean, what do women say they want? They want the good dude. They don't want to have to do nothing, this, that, and the third. Or they want to do whatever they want, but they still want the good dude. They want to be treated like princesses. They want to be spoiled. It's like, yo, listen, I don't think you can build the perfect dude. As a woman, you can't build the perfect dude. And as a man, you can't build a perfect woman. It's compromises that got to be met somewhere. That's just what it is.
Like being over your BMI.
I mean, if you gonna compromise on that, then you better man than me. I'm not. Not because eating is not always necessary, man.
Yes, it is. You gotta eat every day. I'm literally eating pizza right now. Like, I'm literally stuffing my face with some Little Caesars pizza.
Yeah, see, but I'm not really mad at y'all because it's chemicals and all that food to tell y'all, to, oh my gosh, I'm on some more of this. You know what I'm saying? Between the bread, the sauce, the cheese, probably the meat on it if you ain't got a veggie pizza. You fighting a losing battle, bro. America food is poisonous.
And, it is. And
anybody want to challenge me on it, I'll bring up the stats.
I agree.
It's poisonous. It looked like D jumped off for a second, but, you know, I, after talking about this with y'all, and I'm like, you know what I'm saying, I call dude a simp. I still think he may be simping a little bit, but I'm not more so thinking he's simping because he's taking care of the children. I think
you would have to add a little bit more to call him a simp. Like, you would leave
think,
a little bit more.
I still
detail.
Think he's simping, bro. I think he's simping just because he married Eva Marcel thinking that she was gonna fucking I guess stay with him for a long amount of time, bro. I don't think like celebrity relationships really last like that. You got a couple of them that really do last, but I think a
lot
of
newer
ones.
It's a lot of older Hollywood celebrities that's been married for years upon years.
Exactly, but that newer Hollywood love, bro. Nah, it's different. Yeah. It's married for 4 months, 4 years, divorced. Married for a year, divorced. Married for 2 years.
I think even like in the younger generation. Only people I could think about who been, like, I know, I'm trying to think, like, hip-hop, maybe. Well, T.I. and Tiny, they've been married for almost, like, over 20 years.
Yeah, me, I hate
you. I'm just saying, I can't think about a lot, is what I'm saying. I'm kind of agreeing with you. Like, I can't really think about a lot, but in the stuff that's still relevant, like, that's one of the people I could think about over, like, a certain amount of years. But, like, yeah, it's not the same, I was actually looking up stats. I always know random facts like this because I watch a lot of hip-hop documentary stuff. Like, E-40 and his wife been married almost 40 years.
That's crazy.
And he's like 50-something or almost 60.
That's crazy, man. But like I said, sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. But I don't think a dude could want to be in it all he want, but if the woman don't want to be there, it ain't going to work. It ain't gonna work, but it's just what it is. We do got a listener letter I want to touch on real quick.
But you know what? A lot of times they say, "Oh, I'm sorry. See, that's that doggone little season."
All right. When you go to the one on 25th?
No, I went to the one on 61st. I was sister from work, so I'm like, let me get these kids a pizza for tonight, some garlic bread, you know.
Oh, okay.
Have a little pizza night, but anyways, dog, before I lose my thought, what was we talking about? Oh, you know, they often say that for women, the smart thing to do is get with a guy who loves you more than you love him. And I think that's where the idea of women don't like good guys and stuff come from, because at one time women were taught like that one that treats that you might not like as much, but he treats you better, is the one you need to be, you know, pursuing.
Man, and putting your energy into. It don't work though. I think if a dude love a woman more than she
history
loves
shows no history shows it could work. It just can't work no more right now because we in different times where the man is not. And this is not for me, because I always feel like I need me a man. Like, I need a black man. I'm never want to be like, I don't need no man for nothing. But the man is not as needed, like, kind of period, financially and in other aspects, because women are working and getting degrees and making sometimes more money or just as much money as these men, where the whole, you know, I got to stay with you or having really a big reason to stay other than love is not like a thing no more, because that is something that used to work, you know. Back in the day, you know, sometimes you see a lot of women that's older or vice versa. They marrying them men. Them men weren't too much of a good looker, or, you know, but they was taking care of their family. And that's the type of guy that they was. And that's what kept, you know, their marriage going on, that they had a partnership. People knew their roles. And
I hate you, but let's be honest about this. You right, it ain't no roles, because a lot of the dudes are soft and a lot of the shorties want to be dudes. But, I mean, You could love a woman a lot, bro. 100%. You could love her to death. Maybe she don't love you as much. I think relationships work out better if the woman loves the man more. That's just
me. We're saying the same thing, but differently, because I feel like.
But hold on. Let me just say this real quick.
Okay, sorry.
Also, I feel like a woman should love a man more, but at the same time, if a man is in head over heels for a woman, you still cannot be afraid to leave that woman, bro. You can't be afraid to leave her, because she might do some shit where you might gotta go. It might be that.
But I think, okay, so one thing I always feel like is that I feel like women, we can learn to love somebody. We could love you and not like you might love me more than I love you at the time. But I think women can grow into love. Women can learn to love. I think men, if they don't love you or have that love from you from the start, that's not something that they grow into. That's not something that they just start stumbling upon. Like, if they don't have that feeling or that, you know, instinct to want to take care of you and be with you come the time, you know, that is time. I don't think that's something that grows on. It either starts to fade or it never comes if it's not there. But I think it's different for women. I think that we know how to maneuver and we can learn and grow into love more.
But I don't think, let me just clear this up too, and I believe most men agree with me, a lot of shorties think that relationships for men is about love, and it's really not. It's more so about respect. It's about having respect for that man, showing discipline for that man, showing that you will be willing to, you know, follow guidance from that man. It's like, love is cool and all that shit, but it's not enough to keep a man. If you don't respect that man,
that's why you see some men married to women, you're like, how is he married to her? And like, she not even his type, but you might be looking at what you're looking at from the outside the whole time.
Yeah,
his type,
she respect that man.
It's just somebody that can follow in his lead, follow his purpose, don't have an argumentative, combative attitude, and that's what makes her attractive. Or sometimes I don't think that's what makes it attractive or makes him want her, but it makes it more tolerable. She want to go say hey to mama. That's what makes him more tolerable.
Hey, bro, that's what I'm saying, bro. Dudes, you could tell a dude you hate him, but if you respect them, then it's just like, well, he does. But, you know, if you disrespecting a man that you chose to be with, which is wild, it's extremely wild that a woman chooses to be with a man and then chooses to disrespect the man at the same time. It's crazy. But if you don't respect the man in the relationship, it's not going to work. And I would argue that a lot of shorties don't even know what that respect looks like.
But he got to also be a man that knows what he wants that respect to look like for himself.
But hear me out. You picked him, though. You picked the man. You got to do better at picking the man.
I picked the man, and I'm obviously fine with how he is, but I'm saying, you saying, like, he got to want his respect. Okay, that's cool. I'm going to respect you how you command your respect, you know, from me. But you might, if that's not what type of dude that you is, and then all of a sudden you coming into some new change, and you like, I want stuff to go like this, but that's not how it was going. Now we got to try to get, you know, on the same page, because every man is different, I think, in that aspect. Like, you got some men that let women run all over them, and that might be a sign of
lack. We call them the Sims, bro. We call them the Sims, bro. You can't go for it. You can't go for it, because in reality, the women don't even love the men that they walk all over.
And that's for sure.
Come on now, let's be real about it. But let me read this listener letter, man.
Okay, yeah, let's go ahead and get to it.
We got this listener. I talk all day, man. And if Kiyota was on here, she'd be to cut me off 3,100 times.
I think I would hold you down for my girl Yada and the girls today. You know, I was double teamed because
we're telling y'all did good. We're telling y'all did good, man. So I got this listener letter. It says, good morning. I don't wish to share my name, but I love the show and need some advice. I fell in love with someone else after I got married. My husband thinks the guy I fell in love with is my cousin. I told him that so I could have him over the house for dinner and game night. Boy, this is hot and heavy. My best friend told me I should stop cheating on my husband with this guy, but it's not easy. My last child is his child, and I don't know how to tell my husband because my son is named after my husband, and what? He's a junior. Wow.
What?
Wow, that's terrible. But he is not my son's biological father. The guy that I'm having an affair with wants to change his son's name and wants me to leave my husband and other kids to be with him. I would say, D-Stock Show, I don't know what to do because I love both of them. Please give me some good advice on what I should do about this situation.
First off, girl.
I got nothing for her, so you go ahead, Nike.
Talking about date night, you out of order. That's so disrespectful. That's so trifling. I'm going to just tell you flat out, that's trifling. Then you got this baby that your husband think is his baby, but it's really your sad dude slash
baby. And that been named Junior.
What? Yeah, you and Junior, though. You could have talked him out of that. You ain't have to go and make him a junior. You could have talked him out of that. You gonna,
no, that's crazy.
My advice is you need to go ahead and pack up your stuff, baby. Whatever reason you want to get that man or why you're going to leave him, just pack up your stuff, you need to leave. And then you might need, I don't know if you need to tell him before or after you leave, because he might just do something bad to you. So you might need to come up with a plan on how you're going to lay this out, but you're going to need to tell him you're going to need to leave, because what's going to happen is that fake cousin side dude of yours, he finna get angry because he want his baby and he want his son name right. So it's finna hit the fan whether you want it to or not. It's going to come for you or for him. So you're going to have to get that together. You're going to have to go ahead and tell that man, baby. You're going to have to pray for and repent, because that was out of order.
Yeah, she definitely out of line for that shit, but I ain't going to lie to you. It's really wild that you're having this man over your home.
I ain't like, never heard no shit like that.
Like, you have
this man. Listen,
yeah, we talk about the listener letter. Yes. Yo, it's wild that she has this man in her home, around her family, has a baby by this man. Who is
the baby there?
That's wild, bro.
Eating dinner, talking about this is their date night.
Talking about this is her cousin.
Yeah, that's my cousin, dog.
But also, what type of man is he that he even finna sit up there and do that goofy shit? He weak as hell, too. You finna sit up in this other grown man house as her fake cousin and have dinner. Like, you need to go ahead and nip that in the bud.
Yeah, that's definitely not a power play. It's definitely not.
That's giving you weird, too.
That's simping. That's simping in his fans.
So you saying that the guy that's, he getting best of both worlds, you know what I'm saying? She mentioned he coming over. I feel what you're saying,
you
bro.
You know what, though? To me, You know what I'm saying? As a man, and I don't know about y'all as women, bro, but to me as a man, if I was on dirt, I would never want to have the dirt that close to my front door.
For real, I ain't not finna go to the dude's house because, come on, that's crazy.
That's just a wild, because suppose the man do a DNA test and find out and fuck around up on both of y'all.
On Facebook.
On Facebook, man. You feel me? It's mad disrespectful, yo. I don't have, like I told Nike when we started talking about this, I said, I don't even have nothing for this because this is mad disrespectful at this point. I think that if Buddy finds out, if somebody says something, whatever happens to Shorty, she deserved that because it's no reason that you've let yourself go this far down this rabbit hole and not thought about like the repercussions. That's like doing 100 miles per hour past the police.
I think you ain't gonna get no ticket.
Come on, man.
That's crazy though, bro.
She out of order all the way around, and he as a man, I feel like you being lame. You're not sticking up for yourself. Ain't no way you going to another man's house to have dinner. Like, what type of man is you?
And that's your kid. Your kid named after another man.
Another man. He a junior.
He a junior of another man.
Now you want to get it changed because you feel some type of way.
But yeah. But then again, what tripped me out though, you want her to leave her husband with your son and just, you know, and leave her other kids with the husband.
Crazy thing, yeah, bro. If she gonna cheat on him, what's stopping her from cheating on you, baby?
Exactly.
Come on now. Let's be fucking for real. If we gonna be anything.
I was just going to say, Jordan, if we going to be anything, let's be for real.
Let's be for real, bro, because, I mean, listen, I mean, and it's sad to say, sometimes that ain't your woman, that's just your turn. You know, dudes got to realize that a lot of the time. It may not be your woman, it may just be your turn with that woman. And
but that's
I think,
sad to get married, though.
We got to put that shit on the shirt, Jordan.
Right. I mean, it's the truth, bro. Sometimes
say it again, though. I like how that came out. Say that one more time.
I said, you got to understand that it may just be your turn. It may not be your woman. It's just your turn with that woman. Like, that's how it go. That's how the game go, man. When you think about it, because it's really hard to, like, you know, try to possess a woman, try to own a woman. Even the most submissive, best loyal women, bro, you still, like, you never know. And I'm not saying that to be like, oh my gosh, women are terrible. I'm saying that to be like, yo, ain't nothing guaranteed. Nothing in life is guaranteed. It's just not. Nothing in life is guaranteed. Something can go wrong. Shit does happen. But the whole marriage shit, to be in a marriage, to be actively stepping out on your husband, you know what I'm saying? You could have just not gotten married. You could have gotten divorced. Because I think a lot of the time, Shorty settle for shit in a relationship, and then boom, it's like, oh man, well, I'm in this relationship. Yeah, he a good dude. He taking care of me. We got kids, blah, blah. But you ain't igniting that fire inside of her, you know what I'm saying? And she still want that, you know? So as a dude, you definitely got to keep it spicy. But once a woman actively decide to step out of y'all relationship, it's like, nah, bro, you can't. I don't think there's no coming back from that.
I think especially in a situation like this, I think also, men take cheating way worse than women. Like, I think,
yeah,
it scars y'all like for life. It's like I can't even explain it because I'm not a guy, but I just know it hurts a different type of way. Where women almost kind of are breeded and branded to learn how to shake back from it, like, or there's steps that you follow to get through it. Like, you know, like if you're going through a heartbreak as a woman, like, okay, step one, I gotta do this. I gotta make sure I'm still putting my clothes on every day. I don't think men have no manual.
You know what, Nike, I talked about this before. I think Kenyatta disagreed with me. I don't remember if you had a perspective or if you was on the show yet. For shorties, bro, if you cheating on another dude with another man and the dude that you cheating with, one, it gotta be your idea as a woman, because don't nobody initiate sex but a woman, because you got to, or, you know what I'm saying? It's that other thing. And then secondly, bro, if that man is giving her the business, you feel me? It's a chemical released in her body. Like, she want that. You feel me? She's hooked now. You feel me? So even if she cheated one time, if that man got her hooked on that chemical, or they call it imprinting on your wife, imagine another dude imprint on your wife. and now she don't really want to fuck with you. She only want to go fuck with him, this, that, and the third, because how he treated. That's a tough situation. But dude, bro, dude, he could sit up here and smash a shorty, and he like, okay, now you got to get out. It's just different, and I mean, it's sad to say a lot of these dudes kind of, you know, don't understand. I mean, and they
because even in the same sense, like, the woman can, like you said, like, she likes smashing dude or whatever like that, but he could still be like an ass and be the type that's like, when they done, he like, get out, but she's still going back, because that happens a lot.
Exactly,
too.
Like, exactly.
Going back, make her feel in that certain moment, so yeah, like, that's why it'd be like, kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't, as a guy, because if she talking to dude, even though he ain't shit, he still got something or doing something that's like, you can't provide for her in that moment.
Exactly. But that's why I take it back to, like, the good guys finish last a lot of the time, bro. 100%. I ain't got nothing to say to that woman, bro. I think she's low down, bro. Think it's really disrespectful. I think that you shouldn't be playing with your husband's emotions like that. I don't think that you should have had a child knowing it was not your husband. I think it's a lot of things. Hey, y'all seen that post that say, get pregnant and you'll find out who your real friends are? And then it was another post that said, I think it's a couple steps you could take before this to find out who your real friends are.
Right.
I know it's a couple of steps she could have took before this to avoid this type of drama, but I don't feel bad for her.
Oh, I even wait till now. Like, I wonder how old the child is and everything. Like, it just seems like the situation is so deep that she's running out of options. That's why she wanna know what to do, because now the sign she was getting mad. So as long as it was going, she was cool with it going how it was going.
Exactly. Everything is good till it ain't, bro. I'm telling you.
That's for sure.
She's wild for just being in that situation. She's wild for continuing. Like I said, bro, for even just having a kid, and you knew it wasn't your husband's, bro. Like, you knew it wasn't your husband's, bro. Ain't no way. That's risky business, because even if he don't find out it's this dude that you fooling around with, he get a DNA test on that kid, baby. You still got problems.
This is true.
You still got issues. You still got situations that's not gonna work out in your favor. So that's really crazy. I'm not finna lie to you.
Do we have any more letters to read?
Let me see, man. We almost coming up on an hour here, man. We may not have much more time unless y'all want to make it an hour and a half show.
No, I was actually, because I know I'm going to be running out of signal soon. You know, I live in Miller, so my service is terrible, and I'm getting back to that neck of the woods.
I got you. Yeah, we were talking about you earlier when you fell off. We got to get you Spectrum or something. Comcast, I don't want to say nothing bad, because I got Comcast, but they kind of trash. I ain't going to lie to you.
No, it's kind of horrible sometimes, especially out here by the water. Like, everything is horrible, to be honest. So.
Oh, yeah, I live over here in Tolliver Park type area, so I got you.
Like, I'm really like I'm almost like in the boonies, so.
Damn. What up? Man, listen, man. We was going to... D must be cutting in out again. He needs Spectrum, too, while he at it. I swear.
Good show, though, for sure.
Definitely a good show, man. We appreciate all the listener letters, all the feedback that people been giving us. You know, write us a listener letter. We got a link tree. We got business cards. Nike, I got to get you some of the business cards. We got the D Stark Show Facebook page. We got the email dstarkshow@gmail.com, dstarkshow@gmail.com. Man, I'm really interested to hear what the listeners got to say about the comments on this last letter, bro. Because
That's out of order.
Ain't no way. what's that lady named Iana Van Sands? Out of order.
What'd you say, now, Joy?
I'm talking about the listener letter. That lady out of order.
Do you think if the husband stay, if she choose a husband, do you think he should stay?
What?
She better hope he don't do something to her, cause that just sounds scary. I would hate to tell. Then he probably been taking care of you and them kids, and now the kid ain't his, and then you had this dude at the table, and like, oh Jesus, it's just
like a lifetime. Fuck around and find out.
get a whole deal.
We're married together.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, Shorty. Hey, I think I'm glad you listened to the show, man. But hey, you got a problem, man.
I'm sorry for that, man.
Sorry to that man.
What? I'm sorry. I'm sorry to that man.
Sorry to that man.
Boy, and it's like, man, listen, dudes out here with choosing women that you want to deal with, and honestly, bro, dudes, step your game up, get better, get your paper up. Get your masculinity up, you know what I'm saying? Because women will choose you ultimately. But all of that simping, fooling around, this, that, and the third, letting her walk all over you, like Nikeva said, that's not it, my boy.
Damn, Junior.
That's crazy, bro. That bitch got another man name. That your son is a junior, and it ain't your last name.
She done got me hot for the night, because that ain't right.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up, but y'all ladies need to chime in. Y'all need to get her now. Hold Shorty accountable.
Hold her accountable.
Definitely. But, yeah, D-Man, I was just wrapping up telling the folks we got business cards. We got t-shirts on the way. We got a live show coming on the way. We got a lot planned for you. We got Kenyatta's brunch at the end of the month.
Yes, y'all tune in and listen when we do our interviews for the brunch. That's April 30th. That's a Sunday. In Maryville, Indiana, is definitely going to be giving classy pink women brunch attire. We got our males that's going to be in the building, too. I ain't going to leave y'all out.
Hey, man, listen, I'm going to be quiet. I don't want to cut up. I don't want to start knowing nobody. I'm going to keep quiet, and I'm going to stick to the script. I told Kenyatta she ain't got nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
Right. This one for the girls.
Hey, guys, we're also going to be on tour, man. Maybe in a city near you.
Yeah. What else we got going on? I think, man, we working on this show very hard to keep producing content, to keep getting sponsors, to make sure that we providing a good show to our listeners. So we appreciate y'all.
Definitely appreciate y'all.
All right, man. Well, D, if you ain't got nothing else.
It's been another episode of D-Star Show. We out.
We out. So we out, man.
Hey, what's up? I'm D-Stars with the D-Stars Show, man. We got a good one for you coming up next, man. Stay, keep it locked in right here on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you get your podcast. But check out this next show of the D-Stars Show.